学生英语在线，你想知道的问题你告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。最顶尖的英语专家，最有效的学习方法，雅思托福 GRE 轻松得分没问题。 Question of the day， 大学生英语在线，每天上午6:30晚上11:00与您准时相约。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载更多的英语学习资料。我们的 QQ 群号码是11627447，欢迎加入。那今天呢，我们要讲的是托福听力，我们请来的专家老师是优益爱学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello， and we're going to listen to part of a lecture in the psychology class。这个 psychology 提心理学哈，大家知道研究什么呀？在托福讲座里边出现频率比较高的就是儿童心理学，
对、
talking about kids and their early development. Before we start, again, we're going to split the lecture into two parts. Before we start the first part, let's go over some of the new words, possible new words for some of you.
那今天的这个讲座是有关于心理学的，我们来看看有哪一些生词。我们在听之前可以学习一下。
第一个词 phenomenon， phenomenon 呢这个词呢有两个读音，可以念成 phenomenon， 也可以念成 phenomenon， 是现象的意思。再来一个词就是 repress， press 就是压， repress 呢就是压迫、
压迫，
受挤压，抑制、这个就是控制这样的意思。第三个词是 disturbing。
disturbing。
disturb 就是打搅 ，disturbing 呢就是令人不愉快的，是个形容词。好，所以这句话我来念一下哈。Once a popular explanation was that childhood memories are always repressed and memories are disturbing, so as adults we keep them buried。就说这个小孩的记忆哈，有一种解释呢，就是因为他总是受到压制。而且呢这种记忆呢并不令人愉快，所以呢成年人呢就把这些记忆埋藏起来，这是刚才这个句子哈。好，再往下一个词，在什么什么之前，除了 before 呢，英文还喜欢用一个拉丁词，两个单词组成的
哦，
叫做 prior to。
prior to，
对，比如说你看一个公司的领导哈，这个老总的介绍就是说 ，prior to joining this company, he has worked for, or he had worked for some other companies。
就是在之前，在什么什么事儿之前，我们可以说 prior to blah blah blah。
对，后面加名词哈。再来一个呢，就是 cognitive capacity， 这是什么能力呢 ？cognitive 心理学用的很多。
认知啊。
对，就是小孩他也有一定的这个认知学习能力，是吧？你就会发现他越来越聪明了，自己具有推断呐、是吧？推理呀、分析啊，这种各种能力。
对，
好，再来呢就是 dominant。
dominant。
dominant 就是占主导地位的哈、所以他说这是有一个 dominant belief in psychology for the past 100 years。曾经在心理学中呢有一个占主导地位的这样的信念，这个信念是谁提出的呢？这有一个有名的法国心理学家，儿童心理学家，这个大家在研究这个领域或者是听这个领域的资料的时候经常会听到这个人的名字，叫 Jean Piaget。 Jean Piaget。好，在放到录音的时候，一旦这个名字出现，它会停顿一下。这个在真正考试中呢 ，Jean Piaget 这个人名专有名词会显示在白板上。好，再来呢，就是英文说当下。
当下，文中就会说 ，in the here and now。
对了，啊，他说呢 ，children younger than 18 to 24 months live in the here and now。啊，那个小孩呢，他只能够住在当下这个世界，他对以前和今后他是没有意识的，啊，这是 here and now 这个用法。再来最后一个 part one 的生词是 stimuli， stimuli 呢就是刺激信号、刺激物，啊，这个词呢是动词，大家比较熟悉，叫 stimulate。
stimulate。
stimuli 刺激信号，这个原文句子中是 it is acknowledged that they can recognize some stimuli like faces。 啊，说有的儿童呢对于有些的信号刺激是能够识别的，比如说脸，人的脸他是能记住的。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's begin, to listen to this first part of the lecture.
好的，我们来听听看儿童认知学的第一部分。
Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
Okay, if I asked about the earliest thing you can remember, I'll bet for most of you your earliest memory would be from about age 3, right? Well, that's true for most adults. We can't remember anything that happened before the age of 3, and this phenomenon is so widespread and well documented, it has a name. It's called childhood amnesia.And was first documented in 1893. As I said, this phenomenon refers to adults not being able to remember childhood incidents. It's not children trying to remember events from, last month or last year. Of course, it follows that if you can't remember an incident as a child, you probably won't remember it as an adult. Okay? So why is this?What are the reasons for childhood amnesia? Well, once a popular explanation was that childhood memories are repressed, the memories are disturbing, so that as adults we keep them buried. And so we can't recall them. And this is based on, well, it's not based on the kind of solid research and lab testing I want to talk about today. So let's put that explanation aside and...concentrate on just two, okay? It could be that as children we do form memories of things prior to age 3, but forget them as we grow older. Well, that's one explanation. Another possibility is that children younger than 3 lack some cognitive capacity for memory. And that idea...that children are unable to form memories, that's been the dominant belief in psychology for the past 100 years. And this idea is very much tied to two things, the theories of Jean Piaget and also to language development in children. So, Piaget's theory of cognitive development. Piaget suggested that because they don't have language,Children younger than 18 to 24 months live in the here and now, that is, they lack the means to symbolically represent objects and events that are not physically present. Everybody get that? Piaget proposed that young children don't have a way to represent things that aren't right in front of them. That's what language does, right?Words represent things, ideas. Once language starts to develop from about age 2, they do have a system for symbolic representation and can talk about things which aren't in their immediate environment, including the past. Of course, he didn't claim that infants don't have any sort of memory. It's acknowledged that they can recognize some stimuli, like faces,And for many years, this model was very much in favor in psychology, even though memory tests were never performed on young children.
好，讲完了之后的话呢，由我来仔细读，然后 Larry 给我们总结一下 ，summarize， 好吧？首先呢，这个老师就提了一个问题啊，他就问你们最早记住小时候的事儿是什么时间？这个 professor says, okay, if I ask about the earliest thing you can remember,I will bet for most of you, your earliest memory would be about from age of 3, right? Well, that's true for most adults. We cannot remember anything that happened before age of 3, and this phenomenon is so widespread and well documented. It has a name. It is called childhood amnesia.And was first documented in 1893.
啊，很有意思。教授一开始呢，就给大家介绍了啊，先问大家，你们是从几岁开始有记忆的呢？然后呢，教授给出答案，一定是三岁以上，对不对？啊，因为这是一个理论。那么这个现象呢，已经被写入到了文档中。
就是这一段呢，他的老师提出一个重要的概念啊，他有个名称。叫 childhood amnesia, 就是儿童健忘症。而且这个现象呢最早的记载是在1893年。 接下来呢，老师就继续解释这个概念。As I said, this phenomenon refers to adults that not being able to remember the childhood incidents. It's not children trying to remember events from last month or last years. Of course, it follows that if you can't remember incidents as a child, you probably won't remember it as an adult.也就是说他特地区分了这个概念是指成年人想不起来儿时的事儿而并不是说儿童记不住去年和上个月的事情当然了他也说了你要是连孩子的时候你都记不住这个上个月的事情那您长成成人您就更别提了好在接下来呢老师就开始解释 Why is this? What are the reasons for childhood amnesia? 哎，你觉得小孩记不住事儿是因为什么呀
我觉得吧孩子因为他太小了认知能力比较差嘛对吧所以记不住
就是没记性
对没记性
是不是啊他不光认知能力差、他的分析理解能力全差是吧
对
这是一种说法是吧、老师是这样说的Once a popular explanation was that childhood memories are always repressed and memories are disturbing so as adults we keep them buried and so we can't recall them and this is based onWell, it's not based on the kind of solid research in the lab testing I want to talk about today. So let's put the explanation aside and concentrate on just two, okay? 那这一块儿的话，老师貌似要讲几个原因呢？就是解释这个为什么小孩忘事儿。
一共两个啊，第一个是什么呢？
好，他说他先有一个呢是 put aside， 先放在一边不管。然后呢，今天要重点讲的是两个。It could be that as children we do form memories of things prior to age of three, but forget them as we grow older. That's one explanation. 也就是在我们第一个解释中呢，他是说在三岁之前的儿童是能够形成记忆的，但是呢，随着我们年龄增大，他就忘了。
对，他是随着年龄增加了以后，他开始忘了。
Another possibility is that children younger than three lack some cognitive capacity for memory, and that idea that children are unable to form memories, that's been the dominant belief in psychology for the past 100 years. 那么另外一个说这个儿童到底是记得住还是记不住呢？就是你刚才说的，他根本就不具备记忆能力。
对。
然后这一个信念呢，统治心理学，儿童心理学呢百年之久，就是说这个事儿呢还是很深入人心的，大家都觉得这个解释靠谱。And this idea is very much tied to two things. 哦，他说这一个观点呢又跟两件事儿相关。The theories of Jean Piaget and also to language development in children.其实这两件事呢也是指的一件事它并不是两个独立的事情。所以大家在听听力的时候吧是得似乎得跟着它转。Piaget's theory of cognitive development. Piaget suggested that because they don't have language, children younger than the 18 to 24 months live in the here and now. That is, they lack the means to symbolically represent objects and events that are not physically present.所以说这个他这个皮亚杰的理论就认为呢18到24个月大小的这样的小孩
他们没有语言能力所以他们就算看到了记住了也没有办法表达清楚那些抽象的概念
对了他不能够就是像这个象征性的去指代过去的和将来的事情和物体所以这就是为什么呢他们就只能是活在当下、Everybody get that? Piaget proposed that young children don't have way to represent things that aren't right in front of them 所以皮亚杰的理论就是说呢这个东西只要不是此刻在眼前的话这个儿童是不能把它们重现的That's what language does right. Words represent things, ideas. Once language starts to develop for about age two, they do have a system for symbolic representation and can talk about things which aren't in their immediate environment, including the past.
只要在两岁以后啊，当孩子们的语言能力开始发展以后呢，那么他们就会形成这一个语言系统来帮助自己去理解和回想一些不在眼前的抽象概念。
对了这个东西和事情就是都能够指代了所以说呢他说这个语言能力的形成是在小孩多大岁数的时候呢是 about age two、 就出现了一个两岁。之前呢，老师提问的时候就是出来一个三岁，是吧？三岁之后人家有记忆，现在出来个两岁。紧接着呢，老师就说呢，这又并不是否认了儿童呢对某些刺激信号是其实是有反应的啊。这个 stimuli 他说，Of course, he didn't claim that infants don't have any sort of memory. It is acknowledged that they can recognize some stimuli like faces. 是吧？他对人脸还是有记忆的。And for many years, this model was very much in favor in psychology, even though memory tests were never performed on young children. 提了一个重要的事儿。这些年，是吧？人们都信这件事儿。可是呢，什么东西是缺乏的呢？
真正的实验没有做过。
对了啊，这个 young children 的这个相关的实验他是没做过的。
嗯，
好，这是这个第一部分。下面我们进行到第二部分，看看有哪些生词。第一个就是 replicate。
replicate
是 it means to represent to re
复制
perform。对，就重现一些什么东西、
嗯、
啊。再来呢，就是说呢，待会儿大家会听到一个实验啊，讲这个实验的时候呢，会用到 represent。那小孩儿他一般呢，他是不能说话的。
对。
那你怎么去测这个小孩记没记住一件事儿呢？
接下来咱们就要听这个内容了。
没错。
哎。
啊，他说了一个词叫做 imitation task based。啊，它是基于什么呢
？Imitation task based，、
嗯、就是基于一个任务的，基于一个
模仿
的，
哎，
啊，所以呢，他来看小孩不能说话，但是呢，他能做动作。好，那我们把下面第二部分再听一下。
嗯哼。
Well, finally, in the 1980s, a study was done, and this study showed that very young children under the age of 2 do have the capacity for recall. Now.If the children can't talk, how was recall tested? Well, that's a good question, since the capacity for recall has always been linked with the ability to talk. So, the researchers set up an experiment using imitation-based tasks. Adults used props, toys or other objects, to demonstrate an action that had two steps. The children were asked to imitate the steps immediately,And then again, after delays of one or more months. And even after a delay, the children could recall or replicate the action, the objects used, the steps involved, and the order of the steps. Even children as young as 9 months. Now, tests showed that there was a faster rate of forgetting among the youngest children, but most importantly,It showed that the development of recall did not depend on language development. And that was an important finding. I guess I should add that the findings don't say that there was no connection between the development of language and memory. There's some evidence that being able to talk about an event does lead to having a stronger memory of that event. But that doesn't seem to be the real issue here.So back to our question about the cause of childhood amnesia. Well, there is something called the rate of forgetting, and childhood amnesia may reflect a high rate of forgetting. In other words, children under the age of 3 do form memories and do so without language. But they forget the memories at a fast rate, probably faster than adults do.Researchers have set a standard, sort of an expected rate of forgetting, but that expected rate was set based on tests done on adults. So what is the rate of forgetting for children under the age of 3? We expect it to be high, but the tests to prove this really haven't been done yet.
好，那这实验到底是什么时间做的呢？
1980年吧。
对了，终于这个实验一直没人做，现在有人做了。啊，这个实验呢，就是把这个行动到底具体怎么去做的呢？我来念一下哈。This study showed that very young children under the age of 2 do have the capacity for recall. Now, if the children can't talk, how was recall tested? Well, that is a good question, since the capacity for recall has always been linked with the ability to talk. So the researchers set up an experiment using imitation-based tasks. 所以它的整个实验呢是基于模仿。Adults use props or toys or other objects to demonstrate an action that has two steps. The children were asked to imitate the steps immediately and then again after delays of one or more months.
哦，明白了，这个实验者啊是把这个语言用这个动作来代替了。一步两步三步的动作让孩子看了以后呢再过一个月让他去模仿如果他能够模仿出来的话就证明啊他是记着这个事儿的也就说明他是有回想能力的两岁以下的孩子虽然没有语言表达能力说不出他脑海中的记忆但是呢能够通过行为来告诉你他是否具有这个记忆能力
好那你听了还不错 90% 还差哪儿了呢原来说 the children were asked to imitate the steps immediately and then again after delays of one or more months 就是你这个儿童重现这个两个步骤的指示是在什么时间呢
是两个时间一个是在刚刚看完以后 immediately
立刻
让他模仿让他有一个巩固完了再过一个月也好两个月也好若干个月之后再让孩子们重复这个动作如果他们能做出来就说明他还记得这个动作也就是说明他是有这个记忆能力的
对了明白了吧、所以说不是在一个月以后他的时间是分了好几次让这个小孩去重现
嗯
好再接下来呢就是说 and even after a delay the children could recall or replicate the action the object used the steps involved and the order of the steps 他提了东西是吧这是当时实验过程中使用的东西另外一个呢步骤还有一个呢这个每一步的顺序 even children as young as 9 months 这个 9 months 是指什么呢是指小孩即使是才9个月大也能够正确精确的重现那就是说这个小孩到底是多大岁数就开始有记忆了呢现在根据这个实验
9个月就有了
没错所以你别以为小孩什么事儿都不记得这个实验的 finding就比较重要了第一呢就是小孩在比较幼年的时候呢忘得很快第二一个呢就是在回忆的过程中其实回忆这件事完全可以独立于语言回忆可以不依赖于语言啊，这个是很重要的而之前那个 Piaget 呢他认为因为没有语言所以儿童不能回忆所以说这个就推翻了这个 Piaget 的这个观点
嗯
好再接下来教授说 I guess I should add that the findings don't say that there was no connection between the development of language and memory 这什么意思啊
也就是说这项实验的结果呢并没有表明这个语言的发展和记忆是没有关系的、
There is some evidence that being able to talk about an event does lead to having a stronger memory of that event, but that doesn't seem to be the real issue here. 所以你看这个语言和记忆的关系还挺绕的是吧他说有迹象表明如果你能够谈论一件事儿的话你肯定会对这件事儿记忆的比较清楚但是呢这儿好像又不是这个语言和记忆要讨论的问题明白吧好这个就是我们所谈到的这个儿童记忆这篇讲座我希望大家在回放的时候呢可以多听几遍啊，把这个 childhood amnesia 给弄清楚到底这个孩子是什么时候有的记忆到底这个各派的理论又是什么样以至于后来终于做了实验实验表明什么然后呢在最后文章最后的时候呢他还说了一个另外一个概念就是 rate of forgetting 遗忘的速度是吧那这个 rate of forgetting 有研究表明什么叫快什么叫慢吗他说这个faster rate, probably faster than adults do. Children have a faster rate of forgetting. But researchers haven't really explained the exactly tests. What is the rate of forgetting for children under the age of 3? 这些都是没有解答的问题。好 那我们要是想获得重听的链接，我们应该怎么办呢？
加入我们的 QQ 群啊，我们的 QQ 群的号码是116274477，欢迎进来下载更多的英语学习资料，包括今天的课程文本以及录音的回放网址。那今天节目就这一些了，我们下期节目再见。
再见。
世界上没有不受限制的自由，
就像你有吸烟的自由，但你不能自由的吸烟，还影响他人的健康。
2015年6月1日，北京市控制吸烟条例正式实施，届时室内公共场所、工作场所和公共交通工具内禁止吸烟。
为了更好的生活，控烟需要全社会行动起来。
讲文明树新风，北京人民广播电台公益广告。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您：关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
Baby, now